Okay, we're going to start now from the bottom of 28b, which says, "Ma yehi b'domim? What will be with the money? What shall be with the money that is received for selling the article, which has been watched?" Or Tarfon, or Tarfon says, "Yishtamish, he may use it." V'chule, etc. And etc. is referring to what the Mishnah continues to say, and therefore he is responsible. He's chayov. The Mishnah says, "Lefikach, therefore, imavdu chaybach riuson, if they got lost, the money gets lost, he's responsible for their liability." And according to Rabbi Akiva, "Lo yishtamish behem, he may not use the money, and therefore he's not responsible." So, before we get into the Gemara, I just want to give a little bit of an introduction. So we have here a machlokas of Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, whether or not the shomer aveda, is going to be responsible for the loss of the money. But Rabbi Tarfon is saying he is responsible if it gets lost, and Rabbi Akiva says he's not responsible. Now, another way of describing the machlokas is by saying that they're arguing whether or not the shomer aveda is either a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar. A shomer chinam is an unpaid custodian, someone who's not being paid to watch something. And a shomer sachar is someone who's being paid to watch something. The difference in liability for the loss of an item between the two is that the shomer chinam is never responsible for loss or theft. He's only responsible for pshia. Pshia means negligence. Whereas a shomer sachar, who's paid to watch the item, is responsible for geneva and aveda, for theft and loss. Now, Reb Tarfon is saying that this shomer aveda is responsible for the loss of the money. And Reb Akiva says he's not responsible. So that would sound like Reb Tarfon is saying that the shomer aveda is deemed as a shomer sachar, because since he's responsible, well, the only person who's responsible is a shomer sachar, so it must be he's a shomer sachar. And according to Rabbi Akiva, he's not responsible, must be he's called a shomer chinam, he's only an unpaid watchman. The shaila, though, is what is the payment over here? What payment is the shomer receiving that could be, according to Reb Tarfon, he could be called a shomer sachar? He's not being paid to watch the aveda. He's just looking after it. He's, you know, keeping it in his care. So where's the sechirus? Where's the payment which would elevate him to being a shomer sachar, according to Reb Tarfon, at least? Spending too much time right now before the Gemara, but ostensibly the sechirus would be whether or not the shomer is allowed to use the money. So using the money is already a benefit, and that gives us a little bit of an understanding now in the language of the Mishnah. Reb Tarfon says he's allowed to use the money, and therefore if the money gets lost, he's responsible. So why? Because the usage of the money turns him into a shomer sachar. He's being paid, he's getting a benefit from watching the money, and therefore he's a shomer sachar, and therefore he's responsible for the loss of the money. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, since he's not allowed to use the money, he's not getting any benefit from this money, so therefore he's not, all he is just a shomer chinam, and he wouldn't be responsible for the loss of the money. So with that introduction, let us now read the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ad kan lo pligi elo kishinishtamish behem." Ad kan, until here, they do not argue. Ella, except kishinishtamish behem, when there was usage in them. When there was usage in the money. Kishinishtamish behem, when there was usage in the money. Now, even though it sounds like the word means there was actual usage, but Rashi explains it doesn't mean actual usage, but permission to use the money. When there is usage in the money, meaning that there's permission to use the money. The machlokas is only about whether there's usage, permission to use the money or not. As I just explained, that according to Reb Tarfon, since he is allowed to use the money, therefore he is responsible as a shomer sachar. And according to Reb Akiva, he's not allowed to use the money, and therefore there's no sechirus, there's no payment for watching it, and therefore he's only a shomer chinam, and therefore he's not responsible. Avo lo nishtamish behen, but if there was no machlokas, if there was no usage in the money, meaning that there's no machlokas at all, everyone would agree that one is not allowed to use the money. So then, if the money is lost, potter, he'd be exempt, according to everybody. Everyone would agree with that. So, makes a lot of sense. Now, what's behind this, what's behind the question is this, is that that's a chiddush. It's a chiddush, and the reason is because there's actually another factor which could potentially make this Shoma Aveda into a Shoma Socher. And I'll say this outside before reading it inside. The other factor which could potentially make him into a Shoma Socher is the following. That when a person is watching a lost article, so there are certain times when he's watching it that he has to actually take care of the article. He has to take care of it. For example, he has a cow. He has to milk the cow. He has the money in this the example we're discussing is he has money, he's looking after the money. He may have to take it to the bank to deposit it. So whenever the shomer is looking after the article and he's involved in the mitzvah of caring for that article, so he's now classified as an osek b'mitzvah, someone who is preoccupied, busy in the performance of a mitzvah. And we have a rule that somebody who's preoccupied, busy in the performance of a mitzvah is potter min a mitzvah, is exempt from doing other mitzvahs. An example could be that he's looking after the article and so a nani comes to the door, a poor person comes to the door to ask for tzedakah. So this person, the shomer aveda, would now be exempt from giving tzedakah to the poor person at that moment because he's busy caring for the article. Osing mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah. Now, therein lies a financial benefit to the shomer because when he's caring for the article, he's technically he is exempt from giving tzedakah, and there's now a benefit. Not that he's necessarily calculating this, but the fact is, objectively speaking, there is a financial benefit in looking after an aveda. It reduces the possibility of giving out money, even though it's a mitzvah, but it still reduces the possibility of giving out money. It's a financial benefit. It could be looked at as schar, which could again, elevate him to that status of a Shoma Socher. The language of the Mishnah, though, and what the Gemara is saying, what the Gemara is suggesting right now, is that there's no machlokas about this. In other words, the only possibility as to whether or not this Shoma Aveda will become a Shoma Socher is only on the basis of using the money, literally. Such that's what the Gemara says. There's no machlokas between Rabbi Akiva. The only machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon is only with regard to using the money. But if everyone would agree there's no usage in the money, then he would be a potter. There would be no liability for the loss, and there's no other factor which would make him liable. Now let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Ela mishum schar shimush mos." Because of the benefit of the usage of the money. That's where the machlokas is. Aval schar shemiras mitzvah. But the benefit of watching of mitzvah, the name that we could say, migu, since, de lo boyi, that he does not need lemesav to give rifta a piece of bread, la'anya, to a poor person, the ha'osek b'mitzvah, that the one who is busy in the mitzvah, potter min ha'mitzvah, is exempt from the mitzvah, lo mechayavin alei, we do not obligate him. We don't obligate him for that benefit. We don't turn him into a shoma socher to make him liable. Rashi just now explains in the next one, Kishinishtamesh, when there was usage in the money, so I explained this before, that it's not literally that there was actual usage in the money. Lav Dafka, not literally, not specific, not literally. Dafka means specific, but here, not literally. Ella, rather, Mishum, because Schar Shimush, the benefit of usage, Ka'omar, is the Gemara saying. Bipnei Shemutar, because that it is permitted. Permissible, lehishtamish behem, to use, have usage behem in the money. Okay, so Bottom line is, the only possibility as to what would make him into a Shomer Socher is only usage of the money, but this business of osing mitzvah, potter min mitzvah, schar shmiras mitzvah, this doesn't weigh in. However, the Gemara says, second line, lema, let us say, shall we say, to have a tiyufta der of Yosef, that it is a challenge, tiyufta means a challenge, shall we say, lema, shall we say, to have a, it is a tiyufta, a challenge, der of Rav Yosef, on Rav Yosef, de itmar, that it was stated, shoma aveda, a shoma aveda, person watching an article, lost article, Rabba Omar, Rabba said, this is an abbreviation for Ke Shomer Chinom, like a Shomer Chinom, Chinom Chesnun Mem. He's like a unpaid guardian, like we've been saying. Rav Yosef O Omar, Rav Yosef said, no, Ke Shomer Socher, he's like a paid guardian. So, this is indeed a machlokas. Rav Yosef holds that a Shomer Aveda stam, without any usage of the money, of the article, makes him into a Shomer Socher. And here, let's look at Rashi now. Kishomer Chinom, last wide line. Kishomer Chinom, ve'eino chayov elab b'shia. And he's not responsible except in negligence, b'shia. Kishomer Socher, he's like a Shomer Socher, a paid watchman, ve'chayov b'geneva, ve'aveda. And he is obligated, responsible in theft and loss. Deshomer schar mitzvahu, that he is a shomer being paid by the mitzvah. He's a schar mitzvah, the benefit or the benefit of the mitzvah is his benefit. He's a shomer schar mitzvah. He's a guardian. I'll put it this way. He's a mitzvah paid guardian. He's a mitzvah pay to shomer schar mitzvah. He is a shomer being paid by the mitzvah. The ha'oseg, that the one who's busy b'mitzvah in a mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah, is exempt from the mitzvah. So how does Rabbi Yosef deal with the Mishnah? Because the language of the Mishnah, I mean, again, I don't know if I explained this so clearly, but the way the Mishnah words the machlokas is, according to Tarfon, he's allowed to use the money, therefore he's responsible. But Kiva says he's not allowed to use it, therefore he's not responsible. The only factor, usage of the money, but Shomer Schar Mitzvah is not factored. So it seems like it's a challenge to Rav Yosef. So what does Rav Yosef, how would Rav Yosef learn the Mishnah to defend himself? So the Gemara answers, Amaloch Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef could say to you, but Geneva Vaveda, regarding Gneva and Aveda, the Kuli Alma, that Kuli Alma, the whole world, lo pligi, don't disagree. The Chayav, he's responsible. I hold that a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Socher, and he's responsible for Gneva and Aveda. Not changing that. Ki pligi, when are they arguing? When does Reb Tarfon and Bekiver argue in this Mishnah? They're arguing Be'onsin de Shoel, regarding the onus of a borrower. So there are four types of shomerim altogether. We've just been discussing till now shomer chinam, shomer socher. There's also a socher, a renter, which we're not discussing right now. But there's another one called a shoel, a borrower. And the liability of a borrower is much greater. He's chayev in onsin. Onsin is unexpected or uncontrollable loss, an earthquake, a flood, you know, these things which are beyond a person's control, and a shoel is even responsible for that. Says Rav Yosef, the machlokas Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva is whether or not this Shomer Aveda is called a shoel, not a Shomer Socher. Everyone agrees it's a Shomer Socher. No question about that. It's Shomer Socher because he's also mitzvah potter min mitzvah. He's getting the benefit and not having to pay, give money to an oni. The machlokas here is whether he's a shoel, is a borrower or not, and the liability the Mishnah is talking about is liability of an ones, and the Gemara will explain this later on. The language of avadu, loss, even though it sounds like regular loss, like geneva and aveda, theft and loss, the Gemara is going to say later on that it means a loss due to an ones. So they're arguing about whether or not he's a Shoel. Keep Ligi, when do they argue? But Onsin the Shoel by Onsin, the Onsin of a borrower. Ritarfin Sover, Ritarfin is of the opinion, Sharu Le, Rabban Lishtamushe Begavaihu. Sharu Le, they permitted to him, Rabbanan. The Rabbanan permitted to him, Lashtumushe, to have usage Begavaihu in them, in the money. Permission to use the money makes him into a borrower, Vahavale Shoel. And he is Havale. Hard to translate literally, but it means he is, and there is to him, Shoel, a borrower. But Havale, he is a Shoel, a borrower, a lie upon them. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Rabbi Akiva says, is of the opinion, Lo Sharule Rabbanan Lishtamusha Begavaihu. The Rabbanan do not permit him to have usage in them. Hilkach, therefore, lo have a shoel, a liar, therefore he's not a borrower on them. So, very logical way to explain the machlo, because in effect, you know, the notion of saying you're allowed to use the money does make him into a borrower, ostensibly. So really, in a certain sense, reviews his explanation of Mishnah, at least at this point, could sound like it makes more sense. So Rashi says, Kuli alma lo pligi de machayev. Everybody agrees, the whole world do not disagree that he's obligated. Kedin shoma socher, like a shoma socher. That's Rav Yosef. Okay. So the Gemara says, so far so good. There's a very logical explanation of the Mishnah by Rav Yosef. The problem is the following, the Gemara says. There's a problem with this, and that is this. Ihochi. Aleph Hey, Ihochi, if so, if this is your explanation of the Mishnah, so the Gemara says, I don't like the language of the Mishnah, the diktuk, the precision of the Mishnah is not so good. Lefikach do'oma Rebbe Akiva lomali. The word therefore, that Rebbe Akiva says, lomali, why to me? Why do I need that? It's not necessary, it's redundant. How so? Aleph, e omrat. If you say, Bishlama, it makes sense, it's all well. But Geneva v'Aveda hu d'peligi, regarding Geneva and Aveda, it is that they're arguing. Because it makes sense if you say, the order of the words in Hebrew, in English, is different. You'd say, it makes sense if you say. In the Aramaic, it goes, if you say, it makes sense. Okay, but it makes sense if you say the machlokas and the Mishnah is regarding Geneva and Aveda. So therefore, Hainu, it is the Katani that it taught or that it stated in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Lo yishtamish behen. He may not use them, have usage in them. Lefikach, therefore, imavdu. Therefore, if they got lost, eno chaya bachriuson, he's not responsible in their liability. So the point is that makes sense. Why? Because there's a chiddush. If you say the machlokas is like we learned originally, the machlokas is whether or not he's just purely about Geneva and Aveda, whether he's a shemachinim or shemasochar. So the lefikach or Rabbi Akiva has relevance. Because there's a stress. Therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, not having usage of the money, therefore he's not responsible for that loss. There's a chiddush in that. Why? Because Samach Dalet, Salka Daitach, it could have gone up in your mind. Salka gone up Daitach in your mind. It could have gone up in your mind. Amina, sorry, Salka Daitach Amina. It could have gone up in your mind to say that I could say, Amina that I could say, Shema Socha Hava. He's a shemasocher, he's a paid watchman. In what sense? Kedir of Yosef, like that of Rav Yosef, like the opinion of Rav Yosef. Uva Geneva v'Aveda, and regarding Geneva and Aveda, theft and loss, Mechayev, he's obligated. I could have thought that he's a shemasocher, because he's an osig mitzvah, potom in a mitzvah, as Rav Yosef explained. I could have thought that, and that's why the Mishnah needs to emphasize, or Rabbi Akiva needs to emphasize in the Mishnah, Kamesh Malon, he therefore comes to inform us, Lefikach, therefore, because hashta de omrat, now that you say, lo yishtamish behem, now that you only, really, only now that you say, now that you say, hashta de omrat, now that you say, lo yishtamish behem, he may not have usage in them, shoma socher lo hava, he is not a shoma socher. V'lo mechay b'geneva aveda, and he's not obligated in geneva and aveda. You know, the point is, there's a reason for Rabbi Akiva to say lefikach. Therefore, he's not responsible. Don't think that he's responsible as a shomer socher because of the logic of Yosef. He's osik mitzvah pada b'divitza. No, that's not true. Lo yishtamish behem. He's not having usage in the money, not being permitted to use the money. Makes him, you know, keeps him as purely a shemachinam. He's not responsible. So, the point the Gemara is making is lefikach is relevant. It's telling you a chiddush. There's a relevance for him to say that. However, the Gemara says, but elei or ella, but or rather, I amrad beganeva aveda. If you say that regarding ganeva and aveda, the kuli alma lo plige, that the whole world don't disagree, the chayov, that he's responsible, like Rav Yosef wanted to say. Keep ligi. When do they argue? But onsin, only regarding onsin to shoel, the mishaps of a shoel, a borrower. So therefore, what is the purpose of the word lefikach, of therefore, the Rabbi Akiva, of Rabbi Akiva? It's redundant, because it's not telling you a chiddush. Because according to Rav Yosef, there's no question that he's a shomer socher. The Mishnah is, he's a shoel. So the Mishnah says, Rav Tarfon says, he's allowed to use the money, he's like a borrower, and therefore he's chayiv for onsin. All the Mishnah needs to say is now, as Rabbi Akiva says, no, lo yishtamish behem, you can't use them. And it would be understood. As the Gemara now explains, hochi mi boye lei. This is what would be needed to it. Hachi, this is miboye, is needed lay to it. Lemisna, to teach. Lemisna, to teach the Watana. This is what the Gemara, this is what it should have taught in the Mishnah. This is what is needed to it to teach. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, lo yishtamish behem. He may not have usage in them. Va'ana yadana, and I would know, yadia, to know. Va'ana yadana, and I would know the kaven de lo yishtamish behem, that since he's not able to have usage in the money, lav shoel hava, he's not a borrower. Ve'eno chaya b'achriyuson, and he's not obligated in their liability. You don't need to say any further, more than that. Lefikach, that's like in quotes, and therefore the word therefore, lefikach, the Rabbi Akiva, of Rabbi Akiva, lomale. Why to me? Why do I need it? Rashi says, that the last Rashi on the page there, my lefikach, Rabbi Akiva, what's the word lefikach of Rabbi Akiva? Came into Omar, since that he said, le yishtamish, he may not have usage in the money, mehicha tesak. From where would it go up, adaitin, on our mind, adaitin, our mind, mehecha tesak, from where would it go up, tesak, adaitin, upon our mind, lechayuve, to obligate him, the itzdrich, that it would be necessary, lemeima, to say, eino chayiv, that he's not responsible. So therefore, it's redundant. Again, according to the first understanding, if it's only the machlok is only by geneva and aveda, whether it's a shemasocha, shemachinam, the word lefikach, and what Rabbi Akiva's extension of his words is teaching a chiddush, that it's only because he's not allowed to have usage of the money that makes him into a shemachinam, and there's no other factor such as osuk mitzvah which would make him into a shemasocha. So the question is, why does Rabbi Akiva say lefikach? And the Gemara gives a simple answer: mishum lefikach derb tarfen, because of the word lefikach of Reb Tarfon. The Mishnah follows a rule of mirroring. Mirroring is a typical style of the Mishnah. When you have different, you know, opinions and different statements, the Mishnah likes to mirror previous statements for the sake of memory, for the sake of symmetry, etc. So really the word lefikach is added into the Mishnah to mirror Rabbi Tarfon. That's all. Not a complicated answer. A simple answer. But it's a true answer nonetheless. Then the Gemara now says, and the lefikach Reb Tarfon lomeli, why do I need that? In other words, if according to Yosef, there is a, that they're arguing whether he's a shoal or not, and we've been learning this Gemara with the premise that you only say lefikach if there's a chiddush to be said. So what is the chiddush in Reb Tarfon? And why couldn't the Mishnah simply say, the Mishnah simply asked at the beginning, what's the halacha with the money? All the Mishnah asked, what's the halacha with this money? So the Mishnah could have said, purely, according to Yosef, that Reb Tarfon says he's not allowed to use the money, and Rekiva says he's not allowed to use the money. Why does even Reb Tarfon go further to say, and therefore he's responsible if it gets lost? Wouldn't I know that automatically as well? He's a borrower. He's allowed to use the money. So no, he's chayv and onsen. What's the chiddush even in Rabbi Akiva and Reb Tarfon? Lefikach Reb Tarfon lomeli, and the lefikach Reb Tarfon, why to me? Why do I need that? The Gemara answers hachi koma. This is what he means to say. Kevon, since the shorule rabbanon, since the rabbanon permit him, shorule permit him, the rabbanon permit him, lishtemushay, to have usage begavayhu in them. So the permission alone makes him kaman de ishtamish begavayhu. It's like one who has had usage in them. See, the shaila is when do you become a borrower? Do you become a borrower at the moment of permission to borrow an item, or only when you actually do borrow the item? So there's a chiddush over here that Rabbi Akiva of Tarfon is expressing. The permission alone makes you into a borrower. Command ishtamish begavayhu, it's like someone who has had usage already in them. Dome, it is similar to. V'chaye b'achriuson, and he's responsible in their liability. I said before that the word avdu, according to Rav Yosef, the word avdu doesn't sound like we're talking about onsin. So the Gemara addresses this. Frek the Gemara asks the Gemara, v'ha avdu katani, and behold, the Mishnah used the word avdu. It taught the word avdu loss, which doesn't sound like it's an ones. So how does Rav Yosef explain that? Turning the page, the Gemara answers, "Kada Rabba," can be explained like that of Rabba. Kada Rabba, like that of Rabba. The Omer Rabba, that Rabba said, "Nignavu balistim mezuyin." They were stolen by listim mezuyin, armed robbers, and avdu, they were lost. Shetova sefinasa biyam, that it was. His boat sank in the sea. See Rashi, Kudarabba, like that of Rabba, Perek HaZohav, in Perek HaZohav, which is a Perek later on, HaZohav is the gold, it's a Perek later on in Bava Metzia, Gabe, regarding Bnei Ha'ir, members of a city, the city Shesholchu as Sheklehen, who that sent their I think their money, the shekel from their money, but the Gemara is referring to a case over there, so it's not so relevant right now what the case is. But Rabba explains the word nignavu, stolen, can refer to listen bezuyan, to armed robbers, and aveda. The key point over here is that aveda can sometimes refer to the sinking of one's boat in the sea, which is not a regular loss, where you just lose something, but that's due to an ones. The point being is the word ones, the word aveda, avdu, can also refer to an ones type of an aveda. So it's not a problem, according to Yosef. So the moral continues, relates a story on Rav Yehuda, Mishmuel, Rav Yehuda said, name Mishmuel, halacha k'Rav Tarfon. The halacha is like Rav Tarfon. You're allowed to use the money. Doesn't say here, you know, whether you're a shoal or a shomer sachar, in using the money, but that's the machlokas Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Here we're just saying that vis-a-vis the machlokas b'tarfin Rabbi Akiva, the halacha is like b'tarfin that you're allowed to use the money. B'yad Rechava, in the hand of Rechava, this individual by the name of Rechava, havalei, there was to him honu zuzei, these coins, zuzim coins, diasme of orphans. He had some money. Also the kamei, the Rav Yosef, he came before Rav Yosef to find out if he's allowed to use them. Amalei, he said to him, mahu, what's the halacha? Lishtimusha begavayhu, to have usage in them? Can I use the money? Amalei, he said to him, hachiyam Rav Yehuda mashmul. This is what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Halacha k'tarfen, the halacha is like k'tarfen. You're allowed to use the money. Amalei, Abaye. So Abaye said to Rav Yosef, V'lav itmar ala, and was it not stated upon that ruling, that Amar of Huna, the Rav Chalbo said in the name of Huna, lo shanu ela b'dimei aveda. They didn't teach this. They didn't teach that you're allowed to use the money except with regard to the money of the aveda. Rashi says, b'dimei aveda, shemachra, that he sold it. La'acha shenitpalba, after it was taken care of, shenitpalba, that he took care of it, k'mosh amru chacham, like the chacham said. They only said that the usage of the money only applies to the money which was received after you sold the aveda. As the Gemara continues, ho'il v'tarachba, since that he toiled in it, he took the effort to take care of it. Avalmos, but money, aveda, the money of an aveda, in the meaning Rashi says, mos aveda. Well, let me just finish the Gemara. Almos aveda, but money of aveda. I'll read the Rashi. Avalmos aveda, but the money of an aveda. For example, shemotzimos, for example, that he found money bekis in a wallet or a purse. O shalosh matbeos, or three coins, asuyin kemigdolin, arranged like a tower. Where we said that was the kind of find that you have to look after, you can't keep. So where you find money, when you actually find money in a purse, or found money in a migdol, like in a shape in a migdol, you have to keep it, you have to look after it. So about that type of finds, or that type of money, the Gemara now says, to lo torach behu, that he didn't expend effort with them. He's just taking them home, putting them in his house. He's not taking care of them like a cow or a sheep. He's tending to them. He's looking after them. Lo, maybe not. Maybe you don't have usage in that type of money. Vahani, and these zuzim, this money, which Rechava found, who had the money of the Yosomim, of the orphans, Vahani, and these monies, these zuzim, kamoas avedadami, is like money of lost money. It's similar to lost money. So therefore, you can't use the ruling that the halacha is like Ryusa to say that like Reb Tarfon to say that he's allowed to use the money. So Amalei, so he said back to him, Zil. So he said back to him, Abaye said back to Rav Yosef, Amalei, I'm sorry, he said back to him, Rav Yosef said to Rechava, Zil, go, Lo shav kulei de ishrei lach, Lo shav kulei, they did not allow me, Shavak is to allow, de ishrei lach, that it is permitted to you. Shari means to permit. Lo shavku li dishash de ishrei lach. They didn't allow me that it's permissible to you. Okay.